This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Molly of Baltimore, Maryland. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
We ran away from another pair of little jockey at two sons. And so when the great grandmother came from the other town,
you are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
She became impregnated by the western wind. So great-grandmother's daughter, who came from another planet called Alajaki, had two sons. And when the great-grandmother came from the other planet,
hello, you're listening to WGXC Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
But there's no man anywhere.
FM.
So they say
hello,
that
listeners.
When the daughter of the
my
grandma
name is
was growing up,
Rachel Ann Schulman from the Kempa Hudson Radio Group. Kempa Hudson Radio Program,
so,
led by Life Interview,
Noble
guests in the local swing country are from the local organization and ask them what they do in their community. What shaped their life of growing up, where they are now.
But there was no other human being here.
We also occasionally talk about sport news and other subjects and interests,
so she was born here.
Such as the upcoming community event.
So they say
and
that when the daughter of the
area
was growing up,
tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month.
She became impregnated
at 3:30
by the western
in
wind.
The afternoon.
The western wind
on 90.7.
That's why
FM.
Indigenous people throughout the whole
past
world.
Past interviews are available.
Consider
at
us ourselves to be just a child.
Thanks for listening
of Earth.
And supporting the radio.
And the moon we call
for
it grandma moon.
Ears.
And
Thunder, 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Thank you. Great grandfathers too, because they're the one that impregnated the Sky Woman's daughter to make twins to be born.
And those twins that were born,
hi everyone, it's one Lily, became the day from Mental Health Association,
and the other one became the night. County's
clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or need a younger job. Guy, the weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Clinic in the third floor of the Cabot Building on Main Street in Cabot to help answer any questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com.
The battery,
hope to see you there.
Waveforms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of
so when you turn the key of your car, it'll start. But if one of those don't work, the positive or the negative, your car will not start. And he told me that you and I are born with a negative and a positive in our body, just like a battery. So the ceremony that we have in our longhouses, or our kivas, or our lodges of the Lakota country, those ceremonies throughout the year are to help us keep balance between the negative and the positive of our being, so that we're always balanced. If it is not balanced, it'll tip over, that's called sickness. And it also can lead to death. So when sickness or something comes, right away they make ceremonies to put the balance back in our life. And I'm telling you this because like an old well that we used to have when I was a little boy, nobody had running water in the upper Mohawk land when I was a little boy. Everybody had a well, some were lucky to have a pump. You have to go like this and water come up. But you can stand there all day and do this and no water will come up unless you prime that pump first by putting some water in there and then the water comes out. So what I just told you, I'm priming you just like a pump. Okay. It's pretty good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's what they call it, analogy. But anyway, and the point I'm trying to say to you is that when the world was new, it doesn't matter if it was a white, a black, a red, a yellow, races. The same spiritual teaching was given to all of them, the same. It wasn't different. And we were told never to stop that, because if the time ever come when we don't use the drum anymore or the sacred rattles anymore or those songs that he gave us at the beginning of the world, and he's talking to the white, yellow, red and black, the sun will stop to shine, the earth will stop to grow food, and the water will not run and quench our thirst anymore. Because when we have those ceremonies with the drum and rattles and all that, that's what gives the water the power to keep going. That's what keeps the sun to keep shining. That's what keeps Mother Earth full of energy to make the food that you and I eat every day. So you see, but of all the world, the indigenous people, and everybody's indigenous, don't matter who you are, sometime you were indigenous one time, just like us. And so many people through years, of many years, have forgot their teaching from the beginning of the world. And kings became the law of the land in many parts of the world. And queen and king, mama dukes and papa dukes and barons and duchess and noblemen. And they did away with those original teaching of the indigenous, their indigenous leaders. And they cut their head off and made them not live anymore, because they wanted to make a new way that is more beneficial to the king and the CEOs and the big powers of the world. And that's what my uncle says is the reason now why waters are in danger to be fresh for our kids to drink. That's why today the air is sacred, but the factories continue to pollute it. And our kids, what are they going to do someday? And we know this. Science knows this. But they continue to do it. Because they forgot their original indigenous instruction. And so this prayer here, or this spiritual speech that I'm saying, came as one of the things, the most important, that was given to the white, black, red, and yellow races. And if you go to deep, deep Africa, you will find some black people still follows that. They didn't forget. I think if you go to Ireland, you will find some that are hidden that still follows that. They never gave up. And I heard my uncle say one day, when all of those leaders, spiritual leaders, comes together from the red, white, black, and all the races, that when they come together as brothers, that the earth will shake all over because of such a big power. And the wind will do things that never seen before because they have the power the Creator gave them. So I just wanted to prime the pump a little bit. Because if you study indigenous, whether it's white, black, it's all the same. It takes a whole life of time of dedication. From little babies until you leave this world. And so I'm going to ask you to help me. So whenever I say at the end of each of this talk, and our mind is agreed, when you hear me say that, you could say, if you want to try to be like a Mohawk, Mohawk says toe, toe, like the toes on your feet. Or if you hear me say, and our mind is agreed, you can say, if you don't want to be old traditional Mohawk, you can say, uh-huh. Or if you want to be ultra modern, and you hear me say, and our mind is agreed, you can say, yeah. My uncle said it doesn't matter how you say it, but when you say it, don't whisper. Say toe, so that trees can hear you, so the birds can hear you, and the bears can hear you, so every living thing in the world can hear you, that you're not ashamed about the sacred place He put us here. So we'll begin now. And when we say the Creator, I have to also prime that too, because the Creator, one of my uncles said, and one of the grandfathers, great-grandfathers said, that if you add all the people in the world, and every tree, and every bird, and every animal, and everything that lives, after 300 years, you accumulate every life, and then you draw a line at the bottom, and you add all that life in the universe, including the stars, that the sum of all life is what we call God or Creator. So God is in everything. He's in you and your kids and me and everybody. He's in the animals and the deers. That's why we're supposed to respect each other. Because we respect the God, the Creator. And so when we say Native says God or Creator, we're not talking about a little human being. We're talking about the universe, the power that creates the universe, and it belongs to the deers. And so the deers, when they talk about Creator, they were made in the image of the Creator. When the robins talk about the Creator, they were made in the image too, not just humans. So we need to correct that book. We're the least of all the life. Because if all life stops, I mean we stop, all human, Mother Earth keeps going. Animals keep going. Wind keeps going. They don't need us. We need them. We're lucky. We got them. And so with that, this a good group here came because we have a freedom school. And we start that over 40 years. I didn't know the exact number. Maybe 45 years ago, maybe. 79 is the year we started. It was real courageous for them to start it because the law was against us, New York State law, even threatened to put us in a jail if we made a school. But we were afraid, but we didn't get afraid enough to stop. And we kept on doing it. That's 45 years ago, I guess. And so the little kids start to go to school there. And some of that little kids now are the teachers of the Freedom School. And some are even the director of the Freedom School. So we recycle. So it's not something that's just going to maybe going to work. 45 years experience now. I can't help but just tip my hat and my heart to all the parents who are so brave and the kids so brave to go to their school and try to be proud again of who they are. So that's why this group is gathered here. We're going to try to help them. They just built a brand new school. First time they're going to get a showers and a good everything school. First time. Every day I go by and I look at that school. Every day I'm happy because I see the school. So with that, now we came here in the woods way from the thruway. Good thing there's a GPS. I wouldn't have found you. Sometimes that GPS lies to me, but this time he told me where to go. He didn't lie. And I found you. And so that's what happened to you too, I guess. That we all got here safe. Nobody got hurt, fell on a stone, or no obstacle in our path. And so what we'll do because of that, you and I and our children, we'll put many thank yous, greetings, and love before us. And we pick it up and throw it into the universe. So our Creator, which is all creation, will hear us, say thank you, that you give us a safe journey. We got here healthy. It's a good group. Everybody looks good and great. And so, Creator, we say thank you with love, and our mind is agreed. And then it is also that our Creator made Mother Earth, and he said this earth is going to be a woman. But it's going to be a special woman. A woman who's real courageous, and real strong and enduring. That's the one I'm going to choose to be the mother of all life. Not just humans, animals and birds and insects and everything that lives. Earth, you're going to be their mother. And so everything that lives, the earth is our mother. Mohawk people, the real Mohawk, that's what they always say every day. Thank you, Mother Earth. You give us food to eat again today. And so our old people, Grandma and Uncle said, when the Creator made the earth to be our mother, she gives birth to all the people, all the animals, all the birds, and everything that lives. And then when she gives birth to them, she makes the food grow from her body so they can eat and they can live. That's how we have supper and dinner, lunch and breakfast. But every single food we put in our mouth today, it came from Mother Earth's body. It really did. And so, my uncle says, you know, Mother Earth is so strong. And you know, when one woman gives birth, it's a big, big job, exhausting job. But Mother Earth, you multiply by millions and millions, she gives birth every day. How exhausted she gets, but she never quits. And she keeps loving her kids. And so we are the result. That's our mother. You and I. And so what we will do, we will become of one mind, and we'll put right in front of us many thank yous and greetings and love and kindness. And you and I with our kids will pick it up, big pile, thank you, greetings and love, and we gently give it to our mother, the earth. And we say, Mother Earth, thank you that you never abandoned us. Thank you, you never threw us away when some of our people disrespected you. You never got angry and get rid of us. And so Mother Earth, still to this day, you always love us and you feed us every day. And as we walk upon your sacred body, you support our life. And so Mother Earth, we who are gathered here, who are your children today, are of one mind. And we send you love, greetings, and thankfulness, and our mind is agreed.
Hello.
It is is also that our Creator made the water and the creeks and rivers, ocean and lakes. And our elders told us when we were kids that sometimes the snow comes down on the top of the mountain or the hills. If it's not snow, then it's rain come down the mountain and top of the hill. And when that snow melts or the water comes from the rain, it goes down the mountain and into the valleys and where our village is, you and me, lives. Akwesasne or Socrates or Albany or Fonda, Woodstock. Well, we can't forget Woodstock. And that creek gives us a quenching of thirst every day. That's what our people uses to cook food. And when sickness comes, we use the water and we make herbal teas to heal our sick. And so the water is always so important. And because when the water's in the creek and the river, it's always moving because it's alive. It has a soul and a spirit in the water. And so we have ceremonies for the water. And so, to the waters of the world, I ask that we, our minds, become one in this instant, and that we put many thank yous in the front of us on this floor, many greetings and many kindness and love until it touches the ceiling of this building. And then you and I and our children will pick it up and we'll throw it east, south, west, north. So every river, every creek, every water in all the world will receive our thank you, our greetings, our appreciation, and now our mind is agreed.
Oh.
In the water is the fish of all kinds. Some are little tiny, some are bigger, almost big as this building. They call them whales. And the Creator told the fish, your job is to, something falls in the water, you grab it right away. Keep the water clean. And when the bears or the people need you to sacrifice your life, you will sacrifice your life. But He told us never to take more than what we need today. Do not hoard and never abuse the fish life. Only use what your family needs today, and it will always be for tomorrow. And so, in all the waters of the world, those fish are still doing their job. They're doing what the Creator told them to do. And when we need them, they sacrifice for us, and we are grateful. And so I ask that our minds become one. And again, on the floor here, we put thank you layers of it. Layers of greetings and kindness and love. And we throw it east, north, south, and west to every creek, every river, every lake, and every ocean. So every fish will receive our thank you from his human relatives today, and our mind is agreed. It is also what the Creator did, is He made on the Mother Earth here what we call strawberries. In the Mohawk we say kahitsung'a. That means all kind of berries. But strawberry, we call it gonihundessa. The Creator said that the strawberry will be the chief or the leader of all the berries of all kinds. Because when the snow of winter melts away, the first flower is a strawberry flower, and then it turns into a red strawberry, juicy, sweet. The first of all berries. And that's why the Creator chose the strawberry to be the leader of all the berry world. But also, mind you, that strawberry came from the other planet where our great-great-grandma came from. When she came here, she had that in her hand. That's why the seeds are on the outside, not in the inside of the strawberry. It's the only one like that. And so, after the strawberry is here, then raspberry comes, and blackberries come, and blueberries come, and gooseberries come. Even when the snow is flying yet, just see you can pick berries. The bears and the birds and the people, we can still find berries, even when snow flies. And so all that season, Creator takes care of us, because He gives us those berries. And so I'm going to ask again that you and I and our children, we put in front of us many layers of hello, and many layers of thanksgiving, and many layers of kindness. And then we send it to the east, north, south, and west. our thank you and love to all the berries that grew this summer, and still they're coming yet. And so we say to them, thank you from their human relatives, and our mind is a breed.
So.
Then there is also on Mother Earth, the Creator made domesticated plants. And where we live, the Mohawks and Senecas, they call it the Three Sisters. And those three sisters, we call it corn, beans, and squash. They're the leaders of every vegetation that grows in the garden. And when we have big ceremonies, those food is always there. And so it is that corn, beans, and squash, we plant it all the time. Creator give us that seeds. But there's another plant, you don't plant it. It grows by the river's edge called wild potatoes. It grows on vines, it's medicine too, good food. And then there's wild turnips too, and leeks, wild onions. You don't have to plant it. It grows everywhere. Creator and Mother Earth give it to us. We don't have to work for it. We just gotta go get it. And then we say thank you to them. And so to all the domesticated corn, beans, and squash, and all the ones that are freely growing by themselves, the Creator planet, we put our minds together as one. And the Mohawk said, means layers of layer. Thank you, greetings and love. North, south, east, and west, we throw it. So that all the plants, the corn, beans, squash, watermelon, and potatoes, every food that grows, the ones that are free too, today, your human relative says thank you to you, and our mind is agreed.
Hello.
It is also now that the Creator made the trees. And of all the trees He made, each tree has its purpose. A cedar tree is a medicine to heal people, and also they use it to make arrows. Hickory tree, they use it to make a bow so they can hunt. And also the hickory tree they use for lacrosse sticks so they can play medicine game. And all different trees, it's got different purpose. White ash is made for snowshoes or a toboggan, a sleigh for the winter. But the one tree was a white pine tree. 2,000 years ago was chosen by the Creator to be the tree of peace in the world. And so for the Haudenosaunee people, the white pine is a very sacred tree to us. We like always to see it. But the leader of all those trees is not the white pine. It is the sugar maple. Sugar maple is the chief of the trees of the forest. And the reason why is because when the deep snow and cold winter is here and it starts to melt, as soon as it starts to melt, that maple tree starts to run sap or blood. And He told us to take that sap and drink it, and it purifies your body. And then after you drink the medicine from it, you then cook it, and it turns into sugar, maple sugar sap. And there's nothing better tasting than that in the whole world. And so you see, that's why, because when the snow goes, that tree is the first to wake up. And that's why it's the big chief of all the trees of the forest of the world where we live, the Iroquois people. And so to trees, grandma and uncle and all elders said, in a hot summer day when we're working and sweating in the garden, we take a break, we go under the tree, and in the coolness of the shade of the tree, we rest in comfort. But from that tree comes peaches and cherries and pears and plums and all kinds of fruits to feed us. From that tree is a hickory nut, the walnut, pecan nut, persimmons, all kind of food for the bears and the deers and the people and the birds. Creator made it just perfect. And then our grandma said, but the trees, they make the air or the wind that we breathe, I guess you call it oxygen, and that's what they do. So when you add up what the trees do, will we not survive if there was no tree? And so we have ceremonies for the maple tree and all the trees every year without fail. And so to the trees of the world, you and I are of one mind, and we send thank you, greetings, and love to them, and our mind is agreed.
Oh.
And then it is in the forest where the big trees grow, the Creator put the animals there. Chipmunks and squirrels and woodchucks and muskrat and all beavers and every kind. He put them in there. And then he chose of all those animals, big and small, he said the deer is going to be the chief of all the animals. That's why amongst the Haudenosaunee nations, when the women make men to be leader, they put a deer horn on their hat as a symbol of their leadership, because the deer is sacred. And that horn is like an antenna. It catches single signal to warn of any danger coming to our people. That's what leaders have, an extra power because of the deer horn. And so to the deer and all animals of the world, they're still doing their job. They still help us. And sometimes we walk in the woods, that deer's looking at big brown eyes, looking at us, and run back in the woods. We're happy they're still here and they're still healthy. And so to the deer and all the animals, big and small, we are of one mind today, you and I, and we send our thank you, our greetings, and our love to them for following Mother Earth and Creator's way, and our minds agreed.
Oh.
And then the one I really like a lot is this one. I like all of them, but this one especially, because my grandmother said to me, you know, when the Creator made you and I, the Creator wants us to be happy every day. Yeah, we gotta work. Yeah, we gotta sweat. But we have to dance and sing too. Gotta be happy too. So the Creator didn't mean for you and I, for this bottom lip to be dragging on the ground and we trip over our bottom lip because we're sad or in grief. So the Creator, in order to prevent that, Grandma said, Creator made the birds, all kind of birds. And on the bird's feather, he put all kind of colors, beautiful. So as they zoom by our head as we walk upon Mother Earth, we see great beauty and great joy. And then he told the robin, I give you this song. And he said, Chickadee, I give you this song. He said, Mourning Dove, I give you this song, and on and on. And he said to them, every night, when the night is done and the dawn comes of a new day, all you birds will get up before the sun shines his face, and you will face the east, and you will sing your hundreds of beautiful songs to welcome the new day, the new brother sun. And when you do this, Grandma said, and Creator said to the birds, when the people hears you singing early in the morning, just before the sun shines, you, the birds, will shake the human, the bears, and the deer's mind, so that boredom and lonesomeness will not find a home in their body. And so a miraculous new day full of joy they will hear, and that's what they will be. And so he chose the eagle to be the leader of all the birds. That's why whenever you see Cheyennes or Mohawks or Senecas or Onondagas and so on, Ojibways or Choctaw or Seminole, usually they always got eagle feather on their head or their hair, because the eagle is the highest bird, closest to the Creator, and that's why we use that eagle feather even today. And so to the birds of the world, they never forgot Mother Earth's teachings, they never forgot what Creator told them. They sing for us early this morning again, even in a cold winter, they never fail to sing. And so, with one mind, you and I will be, and we send thank you, greeting, and love to the birds for singing today for us, and our mind is agreed.
Oh.
And it is now the wind that blows four directions. In my family, my grandmother used to say, because if you take one woman who gives birth, if you can measure how much energy it takes for that woman to give birth, how exhausting it is. And not only just that day of the birth, but once the baby is born, every little few hours you gotta feed them. Night and day, never rest. How exhausting it is. That's why we don't think the men are women, how big job they do. We need to be more grateful than we are, I believe. But if you measure that one woman's birth and the energy to make that little kids grow, multiply Mother Earth, how many She has to give birth every day and feed us. And she gets tired too, just like a woman. And you know what Grandma said? And so whenever Mother Earth gets tired of birth and feeding her kids, you get exhausted. Then the two brothers from the east and the north comes, they're twins. And they see Mother Earth's tired and exhausted. And they bring a white blanket of snow and they cover her so she will rest. It's coming pretty soon now. Then after Mother Earth has sufficiently rested, there's another set of twins from the south and the west. And they see Mother Earth rested enough. And so they come, the south and west wind, and they slowly and gently remove the white blanket of snow. And then on Mother Earth's body, from wall to wall, green grass growing, flowers of every color, every shape, and every smell that fills the air. And little baby mohawks are born. Little baby deers are born. Little baby bears. Little baby Russians. Little baby French. Little baby Irish. Everything is renewed. And so to the four sacred wind, we say thank you for bringing the change in another season and the renewal of our life and our mind as agreed. Oh. It is now to our old brother Sun, and we call the Sun in Mohawk, we say, Ne'echidoachia, Yokehnaka Galakwa. Echidoachia means my older brother. Yokehnaka means the time of the day, the sun of the day. And Creator put him up there, and that's actually, we call it one of the twins that gave us life here. That's him. That's why we say older brother. And the other twin is nighttime, the other twin. That's why the negative and positive that we have in our body. And so the sun shines every day, and that's why Lakota, Cheyenne, every indigenous people in all the world, Africa included, if they're traditional, they have sun dances. The reason we have sun dance, because the sun makes the corn grow, makes the strawberries grow, it makes our little kids grow into women and young men. If the sun should ever stop, we all stop life. That's why all the nations never stop singing sun dancing, ceremony for sun. And so to old brother Sun, you gave us a miraculous, beautiful day today. We who are your younger brother and sister, we are of one mind, and we send you thank you, greetings and love today, and our mind is agreed.
Oh.
And then it is the second sun of the night. This is the one we call our grandma, the moon. And every 28 days or 30 days, she make a cycle. And we call her grandma because she's the boss of all women, whether white, black, purple, or pink, don't matter what kind of woman. Every 30 days, she says, okay, woman, get ready. And she purifies their body so their body can become a vessel where a little baby can begin their journey to live. And that's why we call her grandma, for she directs the birth of all life. And not only that, every day she raises the oceans up and down without fail. You're a good grandma. And that's why we got babies, little kids. That's where I came from too, when she opened the door for my mother, for me to be born. And so we say, with one mind, we put thank you, greetings, and love to the ceiling, touch the ceiling, and we throw it high to the grandma moon. We say thank you for our birth, and the birth of our children, of all the nations, in our mind is agreed.
Oh.
And then there's the stars. The stars. When our young man is traveling long distances and it gets night on them, they won't get lost because all they got to do is look at the stars at night and they find how to get back to their village. When we set ceremony days for the midwinter ceremonies, things like that, our old people uses the stars, how it's moving in the sky, to set when New Year's Day of midwinter is going to be, and other ceremonies. And so our grandmother said that if you took all the artists of the whole world, in the history of the world, and you put them all together, there none of them, even all together, could paint more beautiful picture than when the Creator put the stars in the night sky. And so Brahma said, even though we may have been colonized by European people to forget who we are, we're not blind. At night when we see the beauty of the stars, that's sufficient reason to say thank you and send greetings to the stars and our kindness to them for shining and beautifying our night skies. And so we do that now, and our mind is freed. And then it is also the Creator, He made men and women like a birds. This is what my uncle said. He said, so men and women, what you're going to see them in a little while, they're going to sing. They're like the birds. And the reason He gave us the drum and rattles and songs, so like the birds, they will shake our mind. So boredom and lonesomeness will not find a home, but there will be joy. And you will see that shortly. So to their drum and to their rattles and to their talent of singing and dancing, we say thank you to the rattles, the drum, and the singers for their song, because they have that ability, like a bird, to sing, and it will make us happy. And so to them we say thank you with love, and our mind is agreed. And then it is four sacred beings. And Mohawk says, that means in English, the four beings of the sky world. They're the ones that help whenever we lose our history, our spiritual knowledge Creator gave to us. One of them will be born as a human and reteach us. That happened several times in our history. The great law came like that, our cleanse came like that, our four sacred rituals came like that, and the guide wheel came like that. And so those four sacred beings, my uncle said, they're the ones that make the geese fly north and south without getting lost and when to fly. They're the ones that tell the fish to go from the north to the south and migrate too, so they won't get lost. Those four sacred beings help us so we don't get lost. And so to those four sacred beings, and all the teachings they put us back on, the spiritual road, we say thank you with love to them, and our mind is agreed. And then to our Creator again, who brought us together safely in this nice place, in this nice company, with the children of the future in mind, to help them. We say, Creator, our mind is agreed, it's in one mind now, and with love, thankfulness, we send it to you, Creator, our love, and hello, and thanksgiving, and our mind is agreed. And so with that, I have to do a Reader's Digest form of opening this gathering. Thank you very much. And if I forgot something, which I did, then it's up to you to fix that yourself between the spiritual world and yourself, then it'll be whole. Thank you.
I'd now like to introduce my dear friend Bear Fox to the stage. Let's give a round of applause for Bear Fox. Come down.
So good to be here. Yama for being here and helping with supporting the Office of the Freedom School. My kids all went to school there, and I'm just so grateful to the school for helping me raise my little ones. I mean, they're all grown up now, but when they were at the school, it was like their teachers were their second moms, like watching over them also and teaching them what they needed to know. So I'm so grateful to the Akwesasne Freedom School for all their teachings. My name is Bear Fox, and my Mohawk name is Kangyokok Ta I was named after my grandmother. Gangyokok ta means I'm at the back of a crowd of people or at the end of a long line of people. And I'm the youngest of my family of 14. Mm-hmm. 8 boys and 6 girls in my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like Tommy said earlier, mothers, they do a lot. Yeah, oh my gosh. My mother and father worked really hard to make sure we were taken care of. So I think I'll start out with that song for you all. It's a song I like to sing in honor of them, and it's called Rich Girl. Growing up in our family, I always thought we were rich because I was so happy every day. As a young girl, I'm like, oh, I'm happy every day, we must be rich, you know? But when I made friends at school, and she invited me to her house. And I got off the bus and I went into her house, and it was the very first time I ever seen a beautiful floor. First time I ever seen a table and chairs that all matched. First time I seen cupboards, like brand new cupboards, a new stove, a new fridge. I was just like, wow, so beautiful. And then it hit me, I go, I guess we're not rich. But what we were rich with was love. Yeah, and that's what counts. That's what counts. It's so important to make sure your family's taken care of and are happy. So I'd like to share a song that came to me. We had a gig in Cornell and it came to me really strongly. I had to hurry up and grab a paper and pencil and write the song out. So it's like it. When I was a little girl, when I was a little girl, when I was a little girl, I helped my mother with the chores. Then I would go to the river to swim. We'd play tag and swim on a swing. I loved to feel the hot summer heat. Couldn't stand shoes upon my feet. I am the youngest of 14. I am a rich girl, can't you see? My father was a farmer, hardworking. He worked all day till the evening. His hands were callous and full of strength. He didn't speak very much English. He was a well-respected man. Knew his medicines and was very clean. He took care of his family. I am a rich girl, can't you see? My mother was the kindest you could meet. Her eyes, they sparkled and her smile so sweet. She loved babies, held them to her cheek. She made everyone feel unique. She was known for her butter and cream. So through all the community, she made sure we had extra money. I am a rich girl, can't you see? Our house, it was very old. In the winter, it was so cold. Wood filled wood stove for our heat. Bundled in blankets, we would sleep. People thought that we were poor because of the holes upon our floor. But I'm a rich girl, can't you see? So much love in our family. Now I have a family of my own. I try my best to guide them as they grow. Try my best to keep them from harm. Tell them stories about the farm. When it's time to turn off the lights, I tell them I love them and good night. Then I hold my husband tight. I know everything is going right. Both my parents have passed away, but I know I'll see them someday. I am grateful for my family. I am a rich girl, can't you see? I am grateful for my family. I'm a rich girl, can't you see? Love in our family. I'm a rich girl, can't you see? Share is a psalm I wrote for my third one born, and his name is Goliade. But my mother named him before she passed away. She was holding him in her arms, and she said his name is De Goliade, which means two skies standing side by side. And so that's really his name. So whenever I'm able to, I always remind him, I say, your real name is Degaloyade. That's the name that was given to you by my mother. But when he went to the long house, they changed his name. They said someone already had that name, and they changed it to Galoyade. So that's what we call him now. But that I always remember my mother going like this with her fingers and saying, your name is Degaloyade. Yeah, because his father's name is Sky. So she said, two skies standing side by side. And he is a traditional boy, carries a water drum instead of toys. And his mama taught him right from wrong, his father taught him ceremony songs. And he knows when it's time to wake, they create him for another day. He knows the importance of language and traditions, gotta think ahead to future generations. Yo-hi-yo, way-a-day, yo-hi-yo, way-a-day, yo-hi-yo, way-a-day, yo-hi-yo, way-a-day. Grandmother named him when he was a baby before she went on her spirit journey. Has a big heart, big as the sun, so much love for everyone. And if an evil beast came around, then his father would knock it down. Yo, hi, yo, way up hey, yo, hi, yo. Doesn't care what they say. He's just proud to be Mwehumwe. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. They may ask him, but he says no. And his name is Standing Sky. Two skies standing side by side. Yo, hi, yo, way up hey. Yo, hi, yo, way up hey. Yo, hi, yo, how way up hey. I think the next song I'd like to sing with you all is called Kanyuet Geha Blues. This song came to me in one of my language classes. Being the youngest in my family, I wasn't I'm not as fluent as everybody else. Being the last one born, there was a lot of English around me. The TV was always on, and I always loved sitting by the record player and playing different records. And so being the youngest, I didn't learn as much. So when I became an adult and there was language classes, I started taking Mohawk language classes. So this came in one of my classes. This song came to me so strong. So I'm just going to sing it, and then you'll see the story. I would wish on birthday candles, I would wish on falling stars, I would wish on four-leaf clovers, throw my money in wishing wells. How I wish it could be that easy, but I know it cannot be. To wake up in the morning and speak my language fluently. I have the Ganyangeha blues. Oh my Duda, all I want is to speak my language with you. I know you get frustrated, 'cause I don't know what you say, but you know the television didn't help me in any way. I will close my eyes and pray with all my heart. Put my pinky around a wishbone and pull real hard. And even though I'd win the bigger wish, I'd still wake up in the morning speaking in English. I have the Ganyangeha blues. Oh my Duda, it's not easy to speak with you. I enroll in classes each day from 9 to 4. In just line at your Hakio, a Mohawk language course. I am trying to learn my language that is so beautiful. Returning to school as an adult is not an easy thing to do. My wishing days are over. I have to try real hard. No more relying on birthday candles or relying upon the stars. I have the Ganyangeha blues. Oh my Duda, all I want is to speak my language with you. I have the Ganyangeha blues. Oh my Duda, all I want is to speak my language with you. In the language, and whenever we travel, we start with this song. And what I'm saying in the song, or what we're singing in the song, is that we're asking Gailinya Wedagas, like messengers from the four directions, I'm asking them to watch over our family so that no harm comes to them. Because this song came to me when I went on a vision quest, and I was so worried about the kids when I was in the mountain. And so this beautiful melody came to me and just brought like a skana, which is peace and calmness, to my mind so I wouldn't worry so much. So when I got done my fast of 4 nights in the woods with no food or water, I made a song to honor the messengers that watch over our families. So I'm going to be thinking of my family, and I'd like to invite all of you to put a white light of protection around your families also. Mm-hmm.